This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, are you ready for another Sox villain, Keith?
I absolutely am. Yes, please.
Is that too strong of a word for Cassis?
Yeah, might be too strong of a word. Wildly entertaining. Just amazing. Because you hear everything that he says there, and then there was much more as well.
Oh, yeah.
But then I immediately think of both what is Alex Bregman thinking. Like, this is what I signed up for. This is the team I'm on. Like, what is wrong with these guys? We haven't even actually played yet, and this is what I'm dealing with. And then Alex Cora just being like, oh, my God. Like,
Well, Cora knows, though.
Cora's knows.
Like, I'm used to dealing with this a-hole.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, Cora understands.
Yeah.
But it's a great point about Bregman. Bregman came from a professional operation in Houston. I mean, a cheating organization.
Yeah, but if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
But, like, they were, guys who had proven themselves in the league. Even if they cheated to get there, they've won World Series. They were constantly in the ALCS, big games, all this stuff. And he just barely shows up to spring training. And Rafael Devers is like, I'm not moving off of third base.
No way,
and
no how.
This bum opens his mouth and goes, yeah, I think Bregman's a second baseman. I wouldn't call up the kids. He said a lot more on top of it as well. So villain might be too strong. But wow, Keith, Red Sox spring training is off to a real hot start.
It's pretty amazing.
What I'm starting to enjoy is every day at like 12:30 or 1.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Yeah, it's like,
what's up? What's the latest?
It's like, what are they going to say? Like, in all honesty.
Yeah.
What are they going to say and who is going to say it? That's what I want to know today. Like, I can't wait to find out.
It's amazing. Yeah. So you have one guy who statistically is the worst defensive third baseman in baseball. And honestly, I don't think it's far to say like the history of baseball. Like, for a guy that's had that much opportunity, can you name five worst defensive third basemen in the history of baseball?
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure.
I probably can't. So he's adamant that he can't move. Meanwhile, you have the first baseman who was out like 8 months last year with a rib injury. He's now commenting on what the diamond should look like and like who should be playing what. It is kind of hilarious because it's, once again, it's one of these questions where you ask a player a question. Do you really want the answer? Or do you want the, you know, the cliche kind of, oh, everybody's working hard kind of answer? Like, this is very entertaining to me. I don't know how entertaining it is to Alex Cora, Craig Breslow,
correct,
Bregman, and all
correct
those guys. But for me, like, go ahead. Keep asking him questions. I hope he talks every day.
Text line already on fire, 617-779-7937. Cassis is approaching Kyrie levels of dislike.
Ooh.
The most annoying athlete in Boston by far.
So Kyrie's a little bit different to me just because of, like, I loved him for a minute. Like, when they first got him, I thought he was like anti-LeBron and I loved him. And then he ended up being a LeBron kiss ass. And then he was kind of calling out the young guys all the time and had zero accountability.
Yeah, but never mind political, social stances.
Well, I was going to
like
say some of the meme sharing and some of those things maybe does cross a line compared to Cassis. But yeah, we'll get into some of the other comments from him. Devers and Cassis, what their approval rating was, say, a week ago versus what it is now is kind of comical. Everybody's so excited about Bregman, and now you have these two guys, like, they're not excited about it. Like, do you not want to add to the team, or you do?
So yesterday, apparently they don't.
No, they don't.
They add pitching. Just leave us alone. We want to do what we're doing.
Bring in some arms.
Yeah.
These two are happy to go 500 and finish in fourth and fifth place every single year. I mean, that's what they're happy to do.
It's crazy.
They're happy to finish in last place and suck and be irrelevant.
Get their money and get their at-bats.
Rather than bring in good players and attempt to win in the meantime.
It's
like,
wild.
I mean, what else am I supposed to take away from these two? Devers and Cassis. You're right. Their approval rating, dropping like a stone. But yesterday we left, you were, number one, you have your theories on Cassis and whether or not.
I do.
He is committed to the bit. He's trolling.
He's a troll. He's a bridge troll.
Let's put that to the side for a moment. Because when we were leaving yesterday, and correct me if I'm wrong, I thought you were kind of in the mind of, and we hadn't heard the full comments yet, we were reading them, but you were of the mind of, well, he's kind of doing the least offensive thing in some ways by saying, don't move Devers, Bregman's at second, keep the kids in the minor leagues because he's trying to be deferential to everybody on the roster. Have you changed your mind on that?
A little bit. I kind of do think he's just kind of fanning the flames a little bit. That I really do believe that. I think he is one of those guys that has said some weird things. I think he's looking for a reaction often. And you couldn't not see the kind of headlines that the Devers comments made the day before. And like that was not just the biggest story for the Red Sox, but that was like the main headline for baseball stories, right? Like that was leading. It was on the like regular news. We were talking
about
that
yesterday.
I was like so surprised.
The news was there,
but then like baseball and like Passan and some of these guys from ESPN, like they're there and like top baseball story of the day. And I know it's February, but like what's the top story? Devers won't move off of third base. So then they asked Tristan Casas about it, and what he does is he doesn't just support Devers. Like that's one thing to do. Be like, hey, Devers is very confident in his ability, and if he thinks he's a third baseman, then like, who am I to say he isn't? That would have been backing the player, but also sort of like, yeah, it's kind of up to the team
right. And
kind of moving on. But like, he laid it on really thick, like so thick, like the best third baseman in the game. He shouldn't move. He's got great range. He should play third base for 10 years. Like,
yeah.
All that stuff makes me think he's just like, you guys have put me in trade rumors all year. Now everyone's all fired up about Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who plays my position. So I'm getting overlooked. So you know what? I'm going to throw some gasoline on this.
It's
right
a great
now.
Point. You said this yesterday late in the show, and it's a great point. All yesterday, Nightingale, your guy, John Heyman.
Sure.
I
didn't see it, but
you love his
reporting. I'll take your word for it.
You got to hear about it secondhand.
Yep.
But the backdrop of yesterday was the Red Sox are in on Vladdy.
They're like, well, yeah.
At the position he plays.
Correct.
And so he pops off after that. And he's been in trade rumors. I mean, hell, when we went through our offseason plans, I traded him for pitching. I can't remember if you did as well. I think you did.
Yeah.
I think the two of us were trading him.
Yeah, to Seattle. Everybody, that was like the big rumor. So like pick a guy over there. They have three to choose from.
So, right. Maybe he's fanning the flames because he's not happy with the situation. Which,
yeah.
Oh, by the way, they haven't approached him about an extension this offseason. Brad Foe had that. Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. You can check it out on the Odyssey app. They lowballed him last year. So he may have some reasons to be frustrated and upset, but to take it to where he took it yesterday on a couple of different levels.
Hilarious.
Makes you wonder how long-term of a fit he is in Boston, which I want to get to with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. That's your phone and text number. Already the text flying in on this. You can continue to interact there. Twitter and Instagram as well, at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a real healthy chat going on there on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Nick, can we hear a little more from Cassis? You want to hear a little more from Cassis and how thick he was laying it on yesterday?
I hope he'd be a weekly guest with us.
Well, he's going to be.
Do we put in a request for that?
Do you know, this is true, for WEEI afternoons, this was Jones and Mego. Bradfell wanted to bring him in one day. He wanted to produce the show.
He wanted to come in.
Bradfell had it worked out where he was going to come in.
All right.
He wanted to like run the board and produce the show. I'm not even joking.
Did he just be off the air?
He was going to be back there in the other room.
All right.
Pushing buttons, which really should be offensive to Billy
that
and Nick
is.
Back there.
It's a like, slap in their face.
Anybody could just march
walk
in
right
and
in
hit
and
all
it?
The buttons.
No chance.
But like we thought we had that lined up for him to produce
an
episode of Jones and Mega. It fell through.
It fell apart.
Yeah. Who knows if the Red Sox got wind of it? Who
They're
knows?
Like,
if
he, you
got
to wear a shirt. And he's like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Who knows if he was just lying the whole time about wanting to do it?
Probably.
Very, very
kind of
in play.
That's the case.
But he wanted to do that last year, supposedly, according to Bradfo.
All right.
Let's hear a little more Tristan Cassis. I caught this on the 310 to Left podcast.
310 to Left. left.
It is Tom Karam.
Which is sort of an inside joke because it's not really 3-10 to
left. It's a good point.
It's a little shorter than that, isn't it?
It's Tom Karam and Lou Maloney, and they're asking him about his comments. You're going to hear some redundancy in what he said, but listen to where he takes this on Devers' defense. I found this amusing.
We mentioned Bregman. He's going to make this team better defensively wherever he is. And we don't know where that'll be. Could be second, could be third. We heard Rafael Devers yesterday say, I want to be at third base. That's my position. What was your reaction when you heard that?
I completely agreed with him. I think that he's the third baseman of this franchise for the time, you know, a long time to come. And he's, I don't know if there's a third baseman in the league that I would take over him. And his defense is constantly getting better every single year. That was the knock when I came up, that he was bad defensively. And then I see him come and make some barehanded plays, pick it in the back, diving all over, rolling bodies, throwing from his butt. I mean, he's just all over the place. And, yeah, he'll boot a routine play. And I think that's why he gets docked so heavily.
Oh.
But he plays hard, and he really sets the tone out there at third base. And I want him on my at that position this year and for the next 10 as well. We'll see how the legs hold up, if the bats, you know, elite enough to. But, man, I think for this year, I think it makes the most sense.
So,
what a journey.
Wow.
What an absolute journey that was.
So he goes, he might boot a few routine balls.
Sure.
We'll see if the legs hold up and the bats elite enough at third base. It's like, dude,
what are you saying?
What are you talking about?
I think he's one of these guys who just kind of starts talking and then just sees where it goes. It's like, this. Maybe this will end well. Maybe it won't. I don't really care. I'll get the people going. I do love it, though. Like,
he's the anti-Christian Gonzalez.
He's great. He's getting better every year. I mean, he'll boot the routine play. I like that. He will boot the routine play.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to make every play. What, you want to make every play the easy ones,
That's
too?
That's the problem.
He's got to make some of the hard ones. You want him to make the easy plays? Come on.
No, he's not doing that.
Get out of here.
It is funny, though, because of all people that would want a different third baseman, you would think it would be Casas, who has to try to pick every throw that Devers throws.
But he's
supporting his guy. So I give him credit for that, but I think the way he's going like overboard makes me think he is kind of just supporting his guy though.
Like he boots routine ones, and his bat may not be elite enough to play at third.
So
that's not exactly going to bat for your guy.
Was it every time it's an adventure when Casas answers a question? So I think he was like, oh, I can't lie to him completely. So he's like, I can't go too far. So I was like, yeah, he does boot it. You hit just a regular grounder to him, he will boot it. But like diving all like barehanded plays and diving all over the ground,
throws from his butt.
I don't know about that.
I don't remember any of those.
I don't remember any of those.
I remember Brady doing that once. Yeah. I don't ever remember.
Who is he, Mark Burley? He's not doing that. I don't think so.
So that's Tristan Casas.
But it's also, like, it's just amazing to me because you are, whether you think he's the worst defensive third baseman of all time or just of the current time or even in the bottom three, you're not replacing him for some slap. Like, Alex Bregman. You're moving him for Bregman. Guys have moved positions, and we don't need to go over the list again. But on the Red Sox, on other teams in the league, it happens all the time.
And they move for much less well-established championship-level players.
And usually the gap isn't as extreme. It's like a slight upgrade, but the team says, all right, this is what we're doing. You know, Bogarts, you're playing second base now, even though we just signed you to a massive shortstop contract. Whatever, we got to move you to second base. And Devers not wanting to do it is amazing, and then Casas just kind of piling on is comical.
So I can't wait to find out what comes out of Red Sox spring training today. You know it'll be more. 12:30-ish, 1 o'clock, grab bag at the latest. We'll make sure we have you covered all day long.
But what's also funny,
here on Jones and Keefe,
with Casas doing this, so if they end up with Bregman at third, obviously, you know, the first person you're going to go talk to is Devers, what his reaction is to it. You know, Cora's going to have to talk about it. But
good
then
point.
You go
worth
to this
following
guy.
Up with him.
You go to this guy, you're like,
well,
so you didn't like it.
Apparently, it's worth following up on him with all situations, not just related to the Red Sox.
You name it, ask him about it. He's got takes.
Yeah, he does.
I like it.
He predicted a Mavs sweep a year ago in the NBA Finals, as you pointed out.
So this is a funny one on the text line. I don't know if it's funny, but maybe it's also, does he think there's a possibility that Devers would move to first if you took him off a third? I don't think there's a lot of scuttlebutt with that. I know that's been sort of like talked about more so like on the radio than anything, you know, close to the team. I think that's more like he's just going to be the DH, but possibility, I guess.
Yeah, maybe he's a little threatened. Certainly these baseball players are threatened about people playing their positions.
Holy smoke. Well, at least one specifically is.
Maybe two. Do you think Casas is a long-term fit in Boston?
Let me answer for you.
No, I don't think so.
And I think to me, there's clearly talent there. 2 years ago, like his real true rookie year, I thought he was really good. You know, he had 24 home runs. And I was one of those guys that
he came on too, right? Yeah. Like it was kind of a slow start. And he came on at the end of the year, and you thought that momentum may carry over.
I predicted a massive year last year. Like I thought he was going to be like 3,100 type of guy, and then he got hurt and he was out for a super long time. And you don't know what guys are dealing with their injuries. It did seem like he flew past the timetable and like wasn't ready to come back, and then ultimately came back. He's also not good in the field. He's more athletic than Devers, so he has a chance to, I think, actually like improve. But he's not very good at first base, and I don't know. Like they've tried getting him into a contract. He might be a guy that wants more money than they're willing to give him, and then they might have to make a decision. And say, all right, we've already committed to Devers. We got this, you know, year-to-year deal with Bregman. Hopefully they re-sign Garrett Crochet to a massive deal. I would rather have Jarren Duran for the long haul, even though he's a couple of years older than Casas. Casas might be that trade chip, right? Like, I'd rather have Vladimir Guerrero Jr. long-term, or maybe you end up getting another pitcher. So, with all that, he is a guy that does have some value, so I would probably think he's not going to sign a massive deal here.
Right, and the good point by your guy, Monty Mack, in the Twitch chat.
Yep.
Define long term.
Okay, so like a 10-year deal?
No, like, is he here next year?
Oh,
like,
that's not even that long term.
I'm not even surprised, or I wouldn't be surprised, rather, if he gets traded before the year starts. We're talking about the logjam and like what the Red Sox need, and they've been linked to trade conversations with other starting pitchers, whether it's San Diego or Seattle or whatever. I wouldn't even rule out he's gone before opening day.
Even without signing a contract, just with like arbitration, they have him for another like 4 years,
right?
4 or 5 years. Like he is under team control for a long time.
Yeah. Somebody else's team control.
No,
that's fine. Is what it's going to be.
No, you might be right.
Like if the Vlad stuff really is true, and I said yesterday, I don't fully trust them signing Vlad. Like they took until February to sign Bregman to effectively a 1 year deal that could be re-upped next season, but it's a 3 year deal. Matt, like,
you think the Blue Jays would take him? We got a text just Vlad for Casas right now.
Well, I thought the Blue Jays were already getting Devers for Vlad, but yeah, no, that's I think the Blue Jays
they can't expect to get too much because everyone says he's going to walk in a year. So you have 1 year of Vlad.
I'd be very happy if that was my return. And I'm Toronto.
I mean, Mookie Betts went for Verdugo, Jeter Downs, and Connor Wong. That was Mookie Betts, and Vladimir Guerrero is great, but he's not Mookie Betts.
Yeah, like, Devers is a better player than Casas, but Devers is also attached to a massive contract. Like, all this control with Casas, I'd be really happy if that was the return for Toronto. But if you're asking me would I do it, sure, I do that right now.
Yeah.
Casas,
yeah.
Get
him.
Out.
Send him.
Devers, you're the DH again. Good thing Casas has an even bigger mouth than you do. And now it's Vlad Guerrero. But either way, long term, let's say they do sign Vlad in the offseason next year. Well, then Casas has got to go. So define long term. He's not here next year. I think that's the way I heard Chris talking about it this morning. He might not be on the roster opening day the way things are going.
I think Cora would be pretty happy to move on from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all the headaches on this team, and you said it yesterday, Keith, there's a lot on Cora's plate. They're paying him very, very well to do the job, so I'm not shedding any tears for Alex Cora. This is your gig. You wanted to sign back up here. You wanted more talent. This is what you signed up for, but that doesn't mean the job is easy. And it's got to be tough dealing with
this guy.
Well, this guy, but also this whole situation.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I would still say you want more players than not, right? It's like, so right now you gotta massage some of these egos, you gotta figure out who's your third baseman, second baseman, first baseman, DH and all that, versus the last couple of years where you're like, all right, let's get Roman Gonzalez out there, let's get David Hamilton up from Worcester, and let's kind of like patchwork it that way. Like, no, at least you have real players right now. I'll take that.
It is true. It's the lesser of two evils. Doesn't make it easy, and not shedding a tear for Alex Cora. But that's a situation he's got to figure out and work his way through. Is he up for it? What do the Red Sox do with Tristan Casas? Is he a long-term fit in Boston? Who are you more pissed at, too? It's a good question by Keith. Like, the Q rating is dropping for both. Or not the Q rating, rather. The
approval rating.
Thank you. Approval rating, popularity rating, dropping for both. So who are you more annoyed at, Devers or Casas? I think I know the answer, but you can weigh in. 617-779-7937. We'll get to the Red Sox and their roster logjam as well. Some of the young players on this team, when are we going to see them? Casas doesn't want to see them anytime soon. He, of course, has thoughts on that. We can get to it. Plus, an update on Charlie McAvoy for the second day in a row. The Bruins have updated his injury situation. We'll get to this later on this hour, Keith, but you're wondering if it makes the Bruins even more likely to sell at the trade deadline. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trade.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And we're right back.
Alex Cora, very well compensated by the Red Sox.
Yes, he is.
But he's got to be having a little anxiety showing up to work every day.
He's like, what is this now?
The way things are going, it's like, and we're all riding the same Red Sox roller coaster, if you're listening here to Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Very excited about the Bregman signing. Then Devers shows up and says what he said a couple of days ago. Yeah, I'm not moving off a third. I'm a third baseman. I'm not moving to DH. Oh, a trade? Hadn't thought about that. Interesting.
Hmm. then you get Cassis out of the clouds yesterday.
It's great.
I'd play Devers at third.
Yep.
Bregman's at second. And I'm not calling up any of the kids, oh, by the way.
Yeah.
And it's like,
okay,
Cora's got to be showing up every day going, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, what did I sign up for? And this has nothing to do. We haven't even gotten to, you know, games. Nope. Obviously, we're a month and a half away from games where things can really, you know, guys aren't in the lineup, then they're going to be upset. Also, there's six guys that think they should be starting pitchers. There's two guys that think they should be a closer.
Uh-huh.
So, like, that all needs to work itself out. Like, we're not even talking about that yet.
No.
Like, they're either going to go six-man rotation, lame, or they're going to have to tell one of those guys, like, you're not starting.
I mean, let me go one further. That you have all these kids who Cassis doesn't want on the team that probably think they belong on the team.
Correct.
So you got those guys being like, where's my role in this whole thing?
It's pretty amazing.
You got Devers worried about his job. Cassis may be worried about his long-term security in town. Two guys who want the closer job. Great point.
Yep.
Six or seven guys who want a spot in the rotation.
It's amazing.
Kids on the like, maybe you can say it's a good problem to have and a better problem than where they've been the last couple of years.
No, it is. But it also,
that's
it's
a
really
tough juggling act.
Problem. It's not tough, our problem.
No, no. You said this yesterday. You're totally right. Yeah. It's a tough juggling act for Alex Cora, but guess what? That's the job.
That's the job, and you know, you're paid for it. You're not like you're going into a lame duck year or anything like that. Like, you're set. Like, you are going to be here. You can figure out what all these next moves are going to be, but you can't even get settled in before you have to put out some of these fires. Like, it is pretty remarkable. And for Devers, of all people, who last year, we haven't really heard much from Devers over the years, right?
No.
For a while, he could kind of hide in the background behind Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts. And, you know, even when the team was bad for a couple years, like, you had other guys, other personalities. Since he's become, you know, this huge contract, he still hasn't really talked a ton.
He's blown off the media a bunch.
Yep, losing streaks, he'd disappear. But last year, we were like, hey, good for him. He was calling out the ownership. Remember last year around this time, he called out the ownership through
100%.
His interpreter, but he called him out and was ripping him. He's like, we need to add, we need to add, we need to add. And you're like, okay, I like that. Like, as a fan, I'm like, good. Like, he's speaking up. He kind of, you know, the fans are screaming for the team to spend money, and that's not working. Maybe if your best player screams it, maybe it'll help. And then they do add players the next year. And this is what I think Alex Cora got really annoyed by.
Whoa.
No, not third base. What are you doing?
I said add players. What I meant was add non-third base.
Other guys.
Yeah.
But I think this is what pissed off Cora. And this is what sort of sent Cora yesterday when we were playing those cuts, too. When he was responding to that, and he's like, yeah, this guy was outspoken the year before. And he's like, management has done a great job. He's like, Cora, I think, is really excited about Bregman, obviously, but also Crochet, Buehler, maybe even Chapman. I think he's like, all right, we're in it now. Like, we had a couple years there where we weren't. So we are, and now I got to deal with this guy complaining about, like, having good players on the team?
So I asked you this yesterday before we knew about the Cassis comments.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. I think this is what Cora's ultimately upset about, which maybe helps inform the answer to the question. How big of a problem is all this? People squawking and talking. Is it an actual problem that can, like, derail the season and keep them from going where they want to go? Or is it just a spring training flare-up that we'll all forget about by the time they actually start playing real games?
Well, it depends on if in the season there's a more moves to be made. Like, do they start the year with Devers at third base, let's say, and Bregman at second, the kids in the minors? Because that might be, even if Cassis never said a word, like, that just might be how it goes. Like, there's a real possibility for that. Even before they signed Bregman, there were a lot of rumors out there that, oh, yeah, Bregman will play second base, Passan, Rosenthal, whatever. They're like, yeah, if they sign him, that's probably what they'll do. And then it was funny because then the minute they sign him, everyone's like, I don't know, you got a pretty good third baseman. Like, what about putting him there? And then you ask Devers, you ask Cora, and then the thing kind of takes off. So I think there is a chance for sure that it could all smooth over. Those guys are all going to get their at-bats. It's a matter of where they're going to be. And now, what if Devers has a brutal month in the field defensively at third base, and then they move him? Like, does he at least accept it and understand it? Or does he go kicking and screaming there and, you know, on down the road? Like, I don't know. I can't imagine Devers and Cassis are going to, like, demand trades or anything. You really don't see that in baseball. Like, that's more of a basketball thing. You don't see it in baseball.
Yeah, or even, you know, the NFL. I'm not going to show up.
Yep.
I'm gonna, the same thing we were hoping about with T. Higgins. Like, I'm not going to report. I'm not going to show up. I'm going to withhold services. Like, you don't see that a ton in baseball.
No, I think I do think it's an issue right now. I mean, Cora can kind of laugh about it and say, oh, yeah, everybody's good at the house or whatever. But I think it's an issue right now. But you still have a month of spring training to get it all kind of sorted out.
Yeah, so I don't rule out anything.
Yeah.
and I don't pretend to know where it's going to go, but it has the potential to be something that poisons the clubhouse and prevents the Red Sox from going where they want to go. So they got to nip this thing in the bud early. And with a bunch of big mouths on your team, maybe that's not the easiest thing in the world to do. You can jump in here on the Red Sox, 617-779-7937. We'll get to the Charlie McAvoy update from the Bruins earlier today. Some thoughts on how that impacts the Bruins on the ice, how that impacts them at the trade deadline, how that impacts Team USA for the final tomorrow night at the Four Nations at TD Garden. Let's start it off with Wally in Fall River. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, what's up, guys? This is a perplexing situation. I mean, how does the Red Sox stand? Right now it seems like it's a Mexican standoff. You've got a Casas opening his pie hole now with his bird brain suggestion that Rafi is a good third baseman. I mean, he must be colorblind or whatever. Check his eyesight. He must think Rafi's Brooks Robinson. But
I don't know about any of that, but I would say
like a good use of pie hole.
I do appreciate
good
that.
Good use of pie hole.
Casas called him the best. Well, I'm sorry. He said there's no third baseman he would take over him, which is in some ways going to bat for your teammate, but you don't need to lay it on that thick.
Yeah, he's going overboard about how good he is defensively. Like, if you just want to say he's the best hitter, the best hitting third baseman, or, I mean, there's an easy way to do it. You'd be like, hey, he said he wants to be a third baseman. Who am I to say? Like, he takes a lot of pride in it,
talked about yesterday. It's not up to me. Like, you know, that's up to Haim. That's up to Alex Cora. You know, I think we're going to have a good season. I'm excited to get out there, and, you know, we'll see what they decide on. Like, there's a way to do that. And
but they're the only two doing that. Like, Cora, remember even Cora, he went third person. He's like, it's not about Devers. It's not about Cora. It's about the Red Sox. Bregman has said all along, I'll play wherever. Other guys on the team have literally played wherever. Trevor Story showed up and played second base. Seydon Rafael plays everywhere. Jaron Duran moves from center to left every other night. So guys are willing to change positions. Just these two aren't.
Who's the next guy who can say something? Like, who's the next one on the team?
Jaron Duran hasn't said anything, right?
Great point.
Maybe keep him on ice. Last time he said something didn't go great.
Jaron, you were scheduled to talk to the media. Why don't you sit this one out?
Yeah, you're good, dude.
Why don't you take a few days? We don't need to hear from you right now.
No.
Thanks, but no thanks. David is in the car. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking the call. So, you know, this has turned into a really crap show, if you will, because, you know, everybody's pretty excited, myself included. You know, there's new additions onto the team. They're spending money. They do. And then now you got a player who just should. He's a player. You're not the manager. Cora needs to make a decision and tell Devers, this is where you're going to be playing. And that's final. Because if you allowed him to call out what he wants to do, then you're opening up a can of worms where anybody and their brother can start doing that. And you don't want that. As a manager, I'm pretty certain when Cora signed the extended contract at a pretty good dollar, that he understood that there was going to be decisions he was going to have to be made. And regardless who you know, who you favored in some cases, you have to make a decision that's best for the team.
Yeah, so I asked you this yesterday, Keith. I'll ask again.
All right.
Who's the opening day third baseman?
Rafael Devers.
Still.
I think it is going to be Rafael Devers. And
Casas swayed you with that sales pitch?
Casas did. He's like, I forgot about the butt throws. So he did have a few of those. He's barehanded balls over at third base. So, yeah, it's got to be him.
He might kick a routine one.
I think it might have as much to do with that as just the domino effect across the rest of the team right now. And I don't think Devers is the third baseman long term. And maybe as the season goes on, they find a way to make a switch. But right now, I don't think you have an everyday second baseman starting on opening day. I'm wishing for Campbell, young kid, who knows if he's ready. So I don't think you have one yet. I also don't know what they're going to do with Yoshida, who they're paying close to $19 million to DH. So if you move Devers to DH, you got to figure out second base, and then you also got to figure out Yoshida. I think it's just easier, even though you're definitely worse defensively with Devers at third. I think that's what you do. You're like, you're upsetting the least amount of positions if you just leave them there.
No, I get that. And while you're not your best team right out of the chute,
not defensively. I mean, your lineup might be the best.
Well, that's a good point. There's a better way or an obvious pivot if and when things don't work out. Just play devil's advocate. If you're effectively going to say, hey, Devers, go out there, play third base, embarrass yourself. Mm-hmm. We're going to let the fans bully the team into moving you.
They're going to give him the business.
That's not exactly setting him up for success.
No.
And so,
but it's also like you wanted it.
Right.
You wanted this.
But then how does that snowball? Does that embarrass him more than anything? Like I would really try to lean on him and say, Rafi, the move to DH is best for you. And you got to make him see that. And that may not be an easy thing to do. That's Cora's job. But what's better, making the switch now and giving yourself 6-7 weeks to prepare for it, or go out in April, butcher a bunch of balls, the fans are on you, and now you're embarrassed and demoted in season?
I mean, he's making it so much worse because I don't think DH is looked at, like, you don't really look down on it, especially in this franchise. One of the greatest players in the history of the franchise was a DH and was only a DH. So if Devers moved to DH, a lot of people would be like, oh, that's long overdue. Because even the idea of like, oh, that's a really highly paid DH, does that really bother you? You're paying a guy $40 million to play second base.
I mean,
so $30 million to DH, and if he's hitting the snot out of it, like what he's capable of, I think people would be fine with it. But then now that we know you're going to be kicking and screaming about third base, like it almost feels like more of a demotion because of like the way you're talking about it than had they just made that move. Like you're getting replaced by the Gold Glove winner. There's no shame in that. Your team is now what we think, a playoff contender. So you're not just moving off because, oh, there's some like young prospect or a guy that we think is like decent enough or even like an average player. It's like, no, the highest paid player on an average annual value, a two-time World Series winner, the reigning Gold Glove winner, that's not a big insult.
Right.
But now you're making it look so much worse.
Moving for a prospect who we have no idea if he's going to work out, maybe that's a little tougher. Moving for a guy like Bregman should be easy, but maybe there's a weird dynamic there. Again, the teacher's pet thing we were talking about yesterday. Maybe there's an odd dynamic there where Devers is like, oh, I thought I was Cora's guy.
Yeah.
Turns out Cora has a new teacher's pet. And maybe there's some of that going on. 617-779-7937. More your Red Sox thoughts. We'll get to the Patriots coming up at 11 o'clock with T. Higgins likely off the market. Keith and I are coming up with 5 wide receivers the Patriots can target this offseason. So we'll give you our lists on that. Plus, the update on Charlie McAvoy. It ain't pretty for the Bruins. How does it impact them on the ice? How does it impact them at the deadline? And how does it impact Team USA in the Four Nations tournament? We'll get to all that with your Red Sox phone calls next. We'll get to your Red Sox phone calls, Jones and Keith, here on WEEI. We'll also give you our top 5 wide receiver targets for the Patriots this offseason. A lot of names out there.
Really is.
Let's put them in order. People like a list, Keith.
I love a list.
So we'll do those coming up at 11. Plus, the Would You Rather Wednesday, 11:30. Celtics Wednesday, Terp will join us at high noon.
You're right.
Busy, busy day here on Jones and Keefe. Plus, who knows what else the Red Sox are going to say once they get down on those picnic tables.
You never know.
Yeah, I mean, I would stay tuned for that. By grab bag at the latest. I'm sure we'll have another offensive update from somebody in the Red Sox clubhouse. But the Bruins put out a statement today, their second statement in as many days on Charlie McAvoy.
Not loving the amount of statements here on McAvoy's health.
So yesterday, they updated his shoulder. They said nothing about the reported infection. Emily Kaplan had that report yesterday that there was an infection. Today, they update that. Charlie McAvoy sustained an injury to his right shoulder, the AC joint, in Team USA's Four Nations face-off against Finland on February 13th. Now, there's a video circulating. I think it was Arnia, if I'm not mistaken, from Finland.
All right.
Cross-checked McAvoy kind of into the net. And so if this happened against Finland and he tried to play through it against Canada, maybe that's the genesis of it, okay? And you can go find that online. But he got cross-checked in the back, basically, right into the USA's net in the Finland game, not the Canada game.
Right, because then he looked good in the Canada game.
He did.
Destroyed Connor McDavid.
He underwent treatment, which was administered by Team USA's medical staff. So this is the Bruins doctor saying they gave him the treatment and now he has an infection.
Great.
Upon returning to Boston, he's developed increasing pain, for which he was evaluated by the Bruins medical staff. And after undergoing x-rays, MRIs, and blood work, he was diagnosed as having an infection in his right shoulder, as well as a significant injury to his AC joint. So this is, again, the Bruins team doctor being like, Team USA didn't do a very good job here.
Wow.
He underwent an irrigation and debridement procedure at MGH on February 18th. He remains in the hospital where he's being treated with IV antibiotics, and his condition is improving. So he's week to week. Doesn't sound like he's going to be back for the Bruins when they hit the ice. He definitely won't be out there for Team USA in the final tomorrow against Canada. Keith, you asked what I thought was a great question. Does it make the Bruins more likely to sell?
I would think so. I mean, they're running that line anyway. I mean, Cam Neely's the one that said this. This isn't people even theorizing. This was a couple of weeks ago.
Retool was his word.
Retool.
Yeah.
Yeah, call whatever you want. But if it means trade good players away to sort of help the future of the team, I feel like the present is not great. Even with McAvoy, you couldn't guarantee a playoff spot.
No.
I mean, they're all jumbled together. They've played more games than everybody else in the conference, and yet they still aren't one of the top 8 teams just on points. So when you look at point percentage, I think they're more like 10th. So I was leaning towards sell anyway. And now if you don't have your best defenseman for a couple of weeks and however many games that is, trade deadline is what we said, the 7th, or give or take. So they have 7 games left from when they resume play after the Four Nations to the trade deadline. And I haven't loved hearing like Neely and Sweeney recently where it sounds like it's going to come down to these 7 games. Like they don't know what the team is. But let's just say McAvoy can't play in any of those games. Like, what do you think? Shouldn't you get out in front of this and try to be the best possible team for 2026 and beyond and move some of those guys, maybe some guys that you can't get new contracts done with, like Trent Frederick. Obviously, Brad Marchand's like the big, big, big name that potentially could get moved. A bunch of Western Conference teams would definitely have interest in him. And try to set yourself up. I think it would be throwing away resources if you tried to add to the team. And then if you simply did nothing, I think that would be maybe the most frustrating thing of all, because you're saying that's like a Red Sox playbook from the last couple of 100%. Trade deadlines where you're like, what are you? Like, for the few people that think they are a playoff team, like the Raycrofts of the world that think they're going to win the cup, that you got to go do something, right? Like, that's not how I would do it, but at least pick a direction. Are you retooling in a positive way? Like, are you retooling and you're like, we're going to actually go out and find a center maybe? Or are you retooling for the future, which I think would be the better path?
So I think they absolutely should sell at the deadline. McAvoy gives them an interesting opportunity too. If he's going to be out for some time, put him on LTIR. And, you know, all of a sudden, maybe you have some options to take on more salary. You don't just have to match Marchand's salary or whatever it is. So maybe there's even an added benefit if you're selling anyway, retooling anyway, and you're not trying to contend. You could play around with some of the money if he eventually went to LTIR. That's a good Keyspiracy on the text line. 617-779-7937. Team USA doctors have been infiltrated with Canadian spies.
I wouldn't rule anything out. You get U.S. Canada together, forget about it. A lot of bad blood.
I'm looking now. Who's the Team USA GM? It is Bill Guerin.
Oh, Billy Guerin.
Yeah, did you see he wants
one of my favorites.
He wants Trump there tomorrow. Did you see that? That's in the news today. Yep.
Maybe he will.
He is the assistant
GM.
Will
he drop the ceremonial first puck?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, he's at the Daytona 500. He's at the Super Bowl. He's been at a bunch of college football
every
games.
Every UFC fight. Maybe he'll be at Mania this year.
Bill Guerin is apparently the assistant GM of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Their team sucks, though, too.
Right, so it's not are the Penguins trying to screw with the Bruins in any way?
John Henry. It all goes back to John Henry.
He's like, the Bruins are getting too much pub.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're doing great.
More focus more focus on the Red Sox.
Oh, we're talking about the Red Sox plenty now, John.
And so they shot up Charlie McAvoy. That's a good theory. John Henry's behind.
It's possible.
A real whodunit.
You got a couple of butchers there in that medical office.
But I do like that, and this invites back the whole discussion we were having yesterday. Is it worth it to have the Four Nations if you're going to lose a guy like Charlie McAvoy? And
I say yes. I say it's the cost of doing business.
I maybe split the difference and sat on the fence too much with this yesterday. But I said for the sport, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
But for some of these teams, I'd be like, no, hell no. So if I'm like, Bettman, I'm like, yes, we want to keep doing this. If I'm some of these teams, and there's a reason this team doctor for the Bruins is throwing the Team USA medical team under the bus. He's like, I didn't do any of this.
No, it's not me.
And we're not getting our guy hurt. This is this stupid tournament that's going on that's getting guys hurt. That's how I'd read that.
So 2 years ago, I might have been a little bit more annoyed because the Bruins were the best team in the regular season. Not the postseason, but in the regular season, they were the best team. And if you're like, hey, McAvoy's out a couple of weeks because of this tournament, I'd probably be pretty frustrated. But I really, really enjoy it. Now, what we talked about yesterday is, you know, the Olympics are coming and then the idea of doing more Four Nations. That, I think, is too much. I think what makes it special is it is not every year. This tournament's better because we haven't seen them in the Olympics the last two go-arounds. So if you did this every other year, I think that would you'd still get the intensity. You'd still get, unfortunately, a few injuries here and there, but it'd be really still really good for the sport. But the idea of doing this every year, man, like when do the good players ever even get a break? Like, so you're playing 82 games, you're hopefully on a good team, and you go on a long playoff run, and then you got to go balls to the wall for, like, 5 games against other countries. Like, you're just never stopping.
So you can jump in on this. Are you upset with the Four Nations? So a lot of you love the Four Nations tournament, as do I. It's been very entertaining. Are you upset that it's costing you Charlie McAvoy? And what does it mean for the Bruins and their approach at the trade deadline? 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this all day long on Jones and Keefe. We'll get back to your Red Sox thoughts as well. We have Terp at High Noon. We'll talk some Celtics with him. Would you rather at 11:30? And on the way next, our top five wide receiver targets for the New England Patriots.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.